So investigative reporters still rake the mud, but less and less at the magazines that once welcomed them. Slate columnist Ron Rosenbaum says that's because the glossies increasingly sacrifice independence for access, specifically access to stars. And to prove his point, Rosenbaum has made examples of two articles. One was a July profile in Esquire of Angelina Jolie, in which she was virtually canonized by a writer Rosenbaum admires, Tom Junod. The other was a piece not published in GQ. GQ had commissioned political reporter Joshua Green to write about discord in Hillary Clinton's campaign, but then the editors killed it, claiming the piece had problems. Green charges that it was spiked because it would have jeopardized an upcoming profile of Bill Clinton. Ron Rosenbaum is here to talk about the scourge of the celebrity profile. Welcome back, Ron.
Thanks for having me on, Brooke.
So you've been on a one-man mission against the celebrity profile since June when you wrote about the worst celebrity profile ever written. Can you explain what so distinguished that particular cover story in Esquire?
Yeah, well, to put it in context, I think I'm not the only one who's noticed the way magazines have given up basically their covers to celebrity PR people who dictate photographers. They dictate what reporters are allowed to report. If the profile is not fawning, that reporter's out on his ear as far as reporting on any other celebrities. And this particular profile of Angelina Jolie, which called her the best woman in the world, sort of epitomized the low point of fawning for access, the pretension of it, with all sorts of pseudo deep think about the nature of celebrity and how Angelina Jolie is really an underdog and she identifies with the underdog. You know, all this bootlicking. And what do they get for it? They get Angelina Jolie to pose naked with a sheet so they can put that on the cover. They get basically no information. The fraudulence of it finally, I don't know,
pushed you over the edge?
I pushed me over the edge, yeah. I mean, there's a kind of trap in access. There's a Stockholm syndrome where the reporter, you know, feels too close to the subject. And then also politicians particularly, but most people with power have crafted their act so well that they will never really give away anything new or truthful.
And you offer a solution, the right around.
Well, let's separate the two articles I did. I wrote a piece on the worst celebrity profile ever written, and the most recent piece I did for Slate was about Clinton pressuring GQ to kill a story. And what we saw there was these Hollywood rules of access being applied to politics. GQ was willing to kill an investigative story so that they would have the illusion or delusion of an exclusive with Bill Clinton. Like, Bill Clinton hardly talks to anyone. And they would be able to put Bill Clinton on the cover of their world-renowned GQ Man of the Year issue and have it their exclusive photo rather than a stock photo. Like, Clinton's going to look so different and the readership is going to be convinced that there's some special intimacy. One of the most photographed people in the history of humanity.
So what is the right around?
The right around is a sort of term of art often used disdainfully. It means the subject or potential subject of a profile refuses access, refuses even the half hour carefully monitored by PR interview. What is done is to investigate the person from the outside. It's really, at its best, investigative journalism.
You say that this is really about politics and less about celebrities. On the other hand, an example you cite of one of the great write-arounds of all time was by Gay Talese and was about Frank Sinatra.
It was, in a unique way, about Frank Sinatra's power, as reflected by the many layers of flunkies and lackeys who surrounded him, who were the only people that Talese was allowed to talk to. And at least he painted a picture of what raw power is.
It was called Frank Sinatra Has a Cold.
Yes, and the many repercussions for the many layers of flunkies and lackeys that this cult had. You can learn more from an investigative reporter who doesn't speak to the person. I've called investigative reporters sociopaths for truth, because they're a different breed of cat. They're not afraid to hurt feelings if it means telling the truth about someone.
So if you were a magazine editor, how would you balance your desire for more investigative reporting with the market demand for Angelina Jolie wearing a sheet?
I suppose that's hard to compete with, but I think there's also respect for the reader. Magazines have turned themselves into slaves of the publicity industrial complex. And I think the best magazine stories are the ones that you would not have imagined existed until you read them. They find a way to show you why they're important rather than use some brand name to do so.
Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brooke.
Ron Rosenbaum is a columnist for Slate and author of The Shakespeare Wars.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.